no possible way you're going to stop and save that boy's life. The car cannot get traction on rough roads.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
Okay? So, what's up with this potholes? It's safety. So much for safety. So much about thinking about the people.
But hasn't, like, say, a lot of people end up getting damaging their rims. They can file a claim, right, for the city and stuff.
There goes a barbed wire again. You got a battle. Because you practically got to call the police department, stop at the pothole, show them how it, take pictures, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Otherwise, they won't pay you.
What happens when you go, say if you wanted to make a quick stop and you hit a pothole, what happens to your car?
It damages the car. But not only damage the car, you know, you're not going to stop. Because how can you stop in midair? The tire cannot get traction in midair. Like, good example, let's take a drag strip. Okay? What if the drag strip was just like our streets?
Well, HRP was pretty close. HRP is pretty close.
You know, I don't think it's going to work that way. And talking about the drag strip, you know, Tracy, I grew up in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
And you know, if I died yesterday, no big deal. Because I feel that the 50s and 60s was the best years ever. There'll never be days like the 50s and 60s. And those of you listening, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, yeah, we raced on the street, outlaw racing and stuff, but we had so much fun, clean fun, without drugs. It was just awesome. And today, all you have is Hondas and Nissans and Acuras and all those buzz
right,
cars.
Right.
Back then, shame. You tell your parents, drop you off 10 blocks away and you walk the rest so nobody see you in a car like that. So anyway, let's go to calls.
We have .3 Dean on the line from East Oahu.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, hi, George. Just wanted to give the latest update for you and the listeners and all. I spoke with Billy Crestman from Crestech on Thursday, and he had told me that it was a good idea I did call him because he didn't know what AMSOIL products really to bring in. So I guess sooner or later he is going to bring in the OW20, the 5W30, he's going to bring in the manual transmission fluid, the universal automatic transmission fluid, and the power steering fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so what happens is I told him, oh, you know, very good, because, you know, that way, you know, once again, as long as he brings it in, you know, we can support him and support the show at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very glad. Well, he was very great game. He said, hey, you know, I've been wanting to bring in things, but I didn't know what to bring in. But, you know, hey, thanks for the call.
Do they have a water wetter agent?
No, unfortunately they don't. They don't have anything that a water wetter. I would, George, you would just recommend we stick with the...
Do you know what water wetter is?
Yeah, the water wetter. That's the thing that you add. It's
I know, but do you know what it really is?
Yeah, it's to make the water more thick.
Yeah, but what is it made of?
Oh, no, no.
That's what I'm asking. Do you know what the real... basic product of whatever they call water wetter and all that stuff really is?
Oh no, what is it?
Downy.
It's supposed to be just it's an additive.
It's Downy.
Oh,
Dino.
Oh, Downy.
It's water softener.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All it is. And you color it another color and you call it something else. Whatever.
Right, purple ice, chill,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean,
get out of here.
Yes. Yes. What do you think Downy and all that stuff is? It's a water softener.
Ooh.
And water softener makes the water travel through all the fabric and all that. So when you put it in a radiator, it does the same thing. It takes heat away from the engine.
Well, I mean, for race sanctioning situations, they recommend, well, you're supposed to use it because you can't put antifreeze in it. Because if you crash, that thing is on a track, it's slick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And it's supposed to lower the temperature too.
That's what we used back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
when there was no such thing as water wetter.
Mm-hmm.
And like back in the 60s, we used black pepper for stop leak in the radiator. It works.
All these secret stuff.
Yeah.
Mothballs, pepper, I mean, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody smart came along and relabeled it as water wetter and whatever stuff. And
Bar stop leak.
And if we had brains, we would have relabeled everything and made a killing. So anyway.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, George. Okay.
Aloha.
Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Lana from IEA.
Hey, Lana.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Oh, you're talking about a topic that I was blown away when they passed that bill for tint the glasses, the windshield.
Yep.
You know, that is, I was shaking my head. I think they fall down so many times, I got to pick it up. Oh, I'm telling you, that is so low.
That's your legislature.
No, I know, but hey, I didn't vote them in.
Not me.
Same old. I try to vote for others, even though I know they don't have a chance. At least that my conscience is okay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But hey, you know, you got me educated. I didn't know you make it sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Even like when you said the air conditioning, when the mold and mildew.
Yep.
Because that old car that I had, a Camry. I never had that clean, and I used to doze off a lot. I thought because of not enough sleep or just exhaustion, you know, sun, you know, heat up the sun, the heat of the sun, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think could be the air conditioning.
No, it's your windshield.
No, you were talking about the air conditioning too.
Air conditioning makes you sick.
Oh, make you sick. What about sleepiness?
No.
Because mine wasn't tinted.
Huh. It doesn't have to be tinted. Even the factory windshields, there's a lot of them we come across that are distorted.
Right.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
It's like I get a little nauseated if I have a long drive.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't aware, but now
if you
I'm
stick
aware.
Your head out of the window, you're not going to be sleepy and you're not going to be nauseated.
That's true, because my new car.
You notice dogs, they stick their head out of the window. They don't want to look through your windshield.
Yeah, it's
yeah? Yeah.
That's right.
And you don't see motorcycle riders get sleepy. They don't have no windshield.
Oh, good point. Hey, by the way, you were talking about potholes. I just came back from New York City. Well, my granddaughter graduated from Cornell. The school area is... Well, that school is immaculate.
Lana, you got to hurry up, Lana. We got more calls on the line.
No, anyway, you know the New York? We're in Times Square. You think we have potholes? There is horrendous, man.
Yeah, but Lana, that's the mainland. I'm worried about our home.
I know. No. But the point is, we are really lucky to be in Hawaii. No joke.
Not Honolulu.
Huh?
Not in Honolulu.
Oh, yeah, of course. But you notice all of a sudden they're kind of fixing the road now?
Election year.
I wonder why.
I don't see it.
What?
I don't see it.
Election year. Well,
I see it.
Yeah.
They even marked the road now on Mauna Loa Road. Man, all the lines are so steady.
Lana, we got to go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay.
We'll be right back after this short break with George Nita on Automotive 101 and his guest today, Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Well, I saved my pennies and... Probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota.
Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and we have Rolling Bob.
Hey, George, welcome back.
Thanks for being on for me.
Hey, I had a good time. I know I got a couple of people excited, but, you know, it's okay. But my buddy,
you had the whole hour for yourself.
Yeah, but my buddy called in with the plate lunch comment. Whew, I've been looking in my rearview mirror all week. So far, so good. Anyway, you know what you're talking about. I know I'm not going to get all worked up. I'm just going to tell you, like I always say, these guys in office work on everything but what would help you out. You know, like window tinting? Do you got to worry about that? Mm-hmm. I mean, why change the law? You know, you got unemployment, you got all these other problems, but what are
okay,
you working
Bob.
On?
Okay, Bob.
See, you got him worked up now.
No, I'm just saying. Tell me, just I don't understand it. You work, you know, that's like if you're running your business and you come in every day and you're running an auto shop, but you go out and you work on your garden, and then you don't understand why you're not making any money and your business is down. Because, you know, I know it's probably not making any sense, but other than that, Just as a little note for everybody, the first 6 minutes of the show will be missing from the archive because I had to run to Kahala, and I came back, and I want to know, why is traffic so bad on Saturday, and why do people drive down the highway 5 miles under the speed limit side by side? Are you talking to each other through the window, giving hand signals or something?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why. There's a law. Keep right, except the path.
Cool it. You're in Hawaii.
Okay. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. I promise I'll be happier next week. Aloha.
Okay.
See, you got him fired up, man.
Yeah. Next time we keep that for the last.
Talk about politics after Rolling by.
Right. Anyway, Hawaii Raceway Park. Getting back to racing.
Yes.
I feel should have been a landmark because Hawaii Raceway Park was the very first professional raceway park in the history of Hawaii.
Well, we did. We worked with one of the councilmen. We had some bills going to the city council. One was to get it designated as a landmark.
Did it go?
And unfortunately, people like now our Congressman DeJoux had voted against it. And he, you know, the thing I got to give about Congressman DeJoux is that he keeps his promise. He said he'll never support a public-run racetrack. And he's always been true to his word. He hasn't supported it.
No, he never changed. Anyway, just think about it, folks. You know, we're losing everything. We have lost the Transpac Yacht Race. We are losing motorsport racing. We lost the Sony Open?
Right.
Pro Bowl?
Well, it's supposed to be coming back.
Okay. I brought out this thing about oil and how the oil is killing Louisiana. You know, in the Gulf.
Right.
Okay. What if it happened here? What if a tanker sank outside and all the oil went to all the beaches in Hawaii? who in his right mind would come as a tourist to visit Hawaii?
Oh, it would kill off the tourism industry.
Do you know how long that oil takes to clean off the beaches?
Oh, yeah.
20 years. Well, it's an accident waiting to happen. But anyway, it's just me talking. Give me a call at 296-5467. And just one more thing before we go to the next caller. They're doing this click it or ticket BS thing. I call it BS because it's taken away my constitutional right. My constitutional right and your constitutional right. If you are not endangering anybody else but yourself, they are not. The government is not supposed to make laws to make you abide by that. Now, Mario Yano and I talked about this, and Mario agrees with me. It's unconstitutional to make the seatbelt law. But why don't they make a law against drivers driving with no car insurance? Because the car insurance can hurt us.
All right.
If somebody hits you in a crosswalk, okay, and that guy has no insurance, guess what? You suck wind, man.
You're SOL, man.
Yeah. Now they hurt you. They're hurting other people. But how come there's no law that goes out and tag you and stop you and pull you over and check if you got insurance?
Well, because then they would have to do random checks all the time, because you just can't tell if the person has insurance for their vehicle or not.
Well, they got to do something.
Well, because the click it or ticket stuff, again, what is it? You know what I mean? Again, it's another layer of tax.
That's real BS. That somebody is getting money for it. That's all BS. Anyway, so much for BS. Let's go to the next call.
We have Sylvia from Pearl City.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. I just wanted to know the name of the lady who talked about the solar system that you can get a tax credit from the federal government.
The who?
The name of the lady.
That lady that you met at KCC.
Oh, Raylani Boots.
Raylani Boots?
Yes.
Okay. And did she give her number, telephone number, or?
You caught me on that one.
Okay.
My computer doesn't have it on the screen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, stranger.
Hey, George. And Tracy.
How's it?
You know, Tracy, George, yes, this one is for Tracy, because I know he's on this like a heat-seeking missile. The racetrack, DeJou.
Right.
Tracy, you know, DeJou is from my neck of the woods. I voted for him because I don't want more taxes and all that kind of
right.
stuff. Got to weigh the good with the bad. But can you tell me what you were able to find out why he wouldn't support?
He believed that
the racetrack,
yeah, something like that is not in the public interest. It doesn't serve any public need, is basically what he had said to us.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I guess kids, you know, drifting on the streets or speeding,
yeah,
and that kind of type of stuff. If it's really hard because we don't have anyone in any form of the political side of government who are really strong supporters of motorsports. Everybody else believes in stick and ball, you know, golf courses that'll never be self-sufficient, soccer fields that cost millions of dollars a year to keep with your tax-paying dollars in mind, BART parks, all that stuff. They consider things like that as being essential for the public good. But when it comes to our activities like motorsports, because they don't understand it, it doesn't carry any weight with them. It doesn't carry water. You know, that's why I was saying to everyone, and we have the campaign coming out shortly called Race the Vote. You know, 117,000 of us that used to use Hawaii Raceway Park annually. Okay? Through my experience, talking to anybody, irregardless of age or demo, our community is barely registered to vote. Less than 1% of us, from my statistics, are registered voters. You know, if we just had 10% of us registered to vote, we would become major, bigger than any union, and we could really make a difference in this very important.
That would never happen, Tracy.
So,
that would never happen.
You never know.
And the racers are not like that. They're independent.
They're fence sitters.
You know.
They're fence sitters. They want to sit out there and have somebody else do the work.
Yeah, just crows.
Yeah.
We got to change that somehow.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
How do you change a crow?
You crow shoot them, George.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm glad he said that, not me.
Well, you know, I ran for office in 94, and one of my thing on the platform was to have a world-class motor speedway.
Right.
And you think the racers even raise 1 foot?
Well, no. I mean, like when you first started Pro Gas, right?
Yep.
I mean, what was one of the what did one of the racers say about you? All you wanted to do it was for what?
To win the money.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the first race that we had, first beginning of Pro Gas, we had 7 cars. We needed 8. So I had to bring out my Nova and run. So I ran against Randy Reno from Hawaii Kai in his red vet. And I purposely went off late. And my daughter was screaming and yelling why I slept on a light. So I told her, you know what? If I won, then Les Park would have said, see, he wants to take our money. Then the program would be dead.
Right.
But yeah, we started with 8 cars, and I think we had like $15,000 or $16,000 contingency money award.
Right.
You know, and
ooh,
Anthony,
that's a lot of money, man, back then in the 70s.
And Anthony General Law was the one that took home, I think, $3,000.
Oh, wow.
You know,
Anthony, is that like Vince's father or something?
Yeah. So, anyway, that's part of history of Hawaii Raceway Park. And if any of the racers out there had any heart for racing, why didn't they start something? Why didn't they bring out programs to better racing? Why didn't somebody else start junior drag racing for the kids?
It's fence sitters. That's all they wanted to do, have somebody else do all the hard work, right?
Yep.
And then sit and then criticize what's going on.
No, there's some of them that try to take credit for starting it.
Yeah. I know a lot of them.
Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467.
I have Raylani's number.
Okay.
It's 285-4383.
Okay.
Say it again.
285-4383.
Okay, so hopefully that lady caller got that information.
Yeah,
that she
I think
needed.
So. Do you know that my PSA is going around the world?
Yeah, that is an awesome one. I did not realize until talking to you a couple weeks back that you were the one who actually started that. That is a really awesome PSA.
Yeah, that. Well, I gotta mention it. That PSA was started for that girl that got killed on Pali Highway by the policeman.
Right. Yeah, I
couldn't. We couldn't make it exactly, you know.
Right.
Oh, I got
right,
run.
Right.
I got hit by a policeman.
That one. Yeah, because I remember I was working news and I was working on that earlier shift of the day when that happened. And the next day you come inside and we had to repackage that story. But that was a really hard one. The one that, you know, listening to your PSA, what really hit home with me was the Bucky Lake incident because my friend's sister got killed in that.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Trey on Punisher Motorsports.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 296-5467.
So, Iwana, no trivia.
Not yet.
Did somebody figure out the other one, or is it still outstanding?
No, it's still outstanding.
Who's on the line?
We have Dory Ann from Wahiwa.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, I just wanted to call. I'm listening to you folks talking about the Cricketer Ticket campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they mentioned a couple days ago that they gave out something like 312, to be exact, tickets in less than one day.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I definitely don't understand why it's done in a really random way. I was actually taking my dog to get her immunizations at a vet in town, and I had just turned the corner, had just taken off my seatbelt, like literally, and there were about five of them standing around on foot, standing there, sort of like a trap,
mm-hmm.
just to ticket you. I tried to explain to the officer, you know, I have my dog right here on my seat. I'm going 20 feet up here to the corner.
Fight the ticket.
What was that?
Fight the ticket.
I took the ticket.
No, take it to the judge and tell him,
but you know, the thing is with a seatbelt ticket is, okay, really, it's simple. Either you're wearing your seatbelt or you weren't. You know?
Yeah, but it's unconstitutional. They cannot tell you got to do that.
It is. It is, and I was begging, pleading. My son was at the front seat. He had just taken his off. The officer got very, you know, don't argue with me, and I wasn't arguing at all. And he said, I'm going to give your son one, too, if you don't stop. And I said, excuse me. And you see me turn the corner. You saw me go around the block. You looked at me with my seatbelt on a minute ago. You know, and anyway, I ended up taking a ticket. It's $92. But the problem with this is, like you folks were saying, I would much rather see them have a campaign about children not in car seats, children not in seatbelts.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take the whole community, that would automatically have community support.
That is because okay.
Everybody
yeah.
cares about children.
Or exactly.
Or the real big one, riding in the bed of pickup trucks.
Riding in the bed, which is a whole other thing that just gets me going, because they just pass police officers all day long.
No, but they don't get funding for that.
You know, what is going on, right? I just think it's like, where are the parents? What is the deal with being obsessive once or twice a year with seatbelts, but not caring the rest of the time? Never had a campaign about car seats. Seatbelts for children.
Did they ask you for your insurance?
Yeah, or they asked me for everything.
Oh, okay.
And I show them everything. But yeah, the insurance, the comment you made about that, yeah, that's very important. But I think what's even more important, or equally as important, is them making a statement to everyone that, you know, children need to be safe in the car.
Right.
You're going to choose not to wear your seatbelt. It's not okay because you are driving the child, sometimes multiple children, bouncing all over the seat. And when I see that, if I'm next to pulling up to a child, I can see him clearly jumping around in the car. I actually sort of like make a signal to the parent, like, you know, where is their car seat?
But you notice because when they made the campaign commercial, they said it can save up to 45%.
Mm-hmm.
Not 65%, because it's a known
unbalanced.
Fact. It's a
yeah.
known fact
wow.
that not wearing the seatbelt, okay, does not cause death or injury. 65%.
That's a huge percentage. I think more lives are lost when they are in the back of a pickup truck by far, like you said.
Mm-hmm. And
by
the way
far.
You stop that is you put a hard cover in the back and you shut it down. Nobody can
exactly.
sit back there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, it's parents that, or just anybody in general, I shouldn't just say parents, anyone in general who feels that they have to get somewhere and just at any cost, you're going to throw your child in the back and someone else's children?
No.
You know, so that should be more priority to our government, period.
Thank you.
And I do, you know, I do think that the insurance thing is important, but that's not really life-saving.
Mm-hmm.
But this, you wear your seatbelt or we're going to, you know, stick it to you is like, it's kind of an alarming citation to get because it isn't a personal choice at that point. They are, it is government telling you what to do.
Yeah, what else are they going to tell you?
We have a lot of it from the White House right now.
Yep.
I mean, that's not going to stop anytime soon.
Nope.
Really, right?
Yep, because we
but
allow it.
I would like to see someone mention the safety of children, you know, and that should
that's
be
a good
priority
one. Yep.
All the way around.
That is.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Alika from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Alika.
Hi, Judge. I have a question. I've heard you promote mothballs. Is there any study or documentation how well that causes your car to perform better?
Not all mothballs cause your car to run better and give you better gas mileage. Only the one that is naphthalene.
I understand.
Yeah.
Is there any study on that?
No. But if you pick up any Porsche manual, in the manual, look up gasoline, and they recommend it in that manual too, that if only substandard gasoline is available, which we have in Hawaii, is substandard, to use mothballs.
Well, I use Shell in my car.
Still substandard.
Really?
Yes. The 92 is not 92, it's 89.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
And if
that.
You have a Porsche... If you have a Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, the manual says no lower than 92.
I understand.
And we don't have it.
So where do you get the mothballs with naphthalene in it?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You got to shop around.
Yeah, you got to shop around because thousands of people are looking for it.
I mean, Arakawa's probably would have had it. You know,
oh, yeah.
With the naphthalene in it, but...
Well, Kilgo's.
Yeah, right.
Well, no more Cuba.
That's right.
Exactly.
Try lungs.
Try lungs. What about your place?
I don't have it. I use ethanol.
You use ethanol?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Easier, better, cleaner. The exhaust is cleaner.
So you don't use mothballs. You use ethanol.
Yeah, because it's easier. You just pour it in.
And you can get that at most automotive places.
Ethanol?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Again, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So where would you get it?
But that one you can buy it from George's shop.
Yeah.
When he has it.
When I have it, you can buy it.
And it comes in quarts or pints or what?
You bring your gas container or whatever you want to put it in, and we'll fill it up for you.
And so every tank of gas you put that in, or how does that work?
I use 2 gallons per tank.
Hmm. And how expensive is it?
It all depends where we're getting it from. And, you know, I don't make anything on it. I just sell it for whatever I paid for it.
How does the...
So you can't pump it directly into the gas tank. You have to...
No, not now. We're trying to work on a filling station now. And if we can get a filling station, then you can just drive up, fill it up yourself.
Would you use it entirely, or do you use it with a combo?
Well, if I have it, you know, in a filling station, I would use it entirely. Big difference.
Is it going to be more expensive than gas, or about the same?
About the same.
Well,
but it will double or triple your gas mileage.
Build that gas station, George.
Working on it.
Okay, so I can get it at your place then?
Yeah.
When you got it?
Yeah.
Do you have it now?
Yep.
And 2 gallons to what now?
To one tank full.
One tank full.
Mm-hmm.
So best to come by, get the 2 gallons, put it in, and then fill up.
Right.
Any grade of gas or the high grade?
You got to start with a high grade because you want to get it as high as you can go.
Okay.
Okay?
So I can stop in tomorrow and get 2 gallons in?
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. What time you open?
7 o'clock.
Okay. I'll see you Monday at 7.
Okay.
Early bird gets the ethanol.
Aloha.
Yeah. Aloha.
Okay. Who's next?
We have David from Ocean View on the Big Island.
Hi, David.
Hello, George. Yeah, you were talking about a few minutes ago the insurance problem of people driving without insurance. I can't understand why over here you don't do the same as in Great Britain and in Australia. The authorities name half a dozen insurance companies that you can get your third-party liability insurance for, which is the minimum requirement, but at least it's third-party insurance. And when you make application for renewal of your license, you must then forward that insurance certificate, which you buy before forwarding your application, and that insurance must cover the period, the full period, that you're making application for a license.
Mm-hmm.
So it means to say that everybody that's showing a current sticker for having a current license for the vehicle, and it means that they have insurance. And so, you know, you just don't get your registration sticker for the current period unless you forward that insurance certificate with it.
And what happens if they don't register the vehicle?
Well, then the police know that anyway because there's no sticker on it. But if the police see the sticker saying this vehicle's registered with the authorities, they know also that it's insured.
We have a lot of people here running around with no registration.
Stolen license plate, they take off the registration, safety checks from a legal vehicle. I mean, there's ways of getting around it.
Yeah, well, they're not likely to have insurance anyway, are they?
Right,
exactly.
And the police can see that. But there is the problem of people having a current registration,
well,
not having, you know, insurance for the full period.
The police won't even pull over a guy running a red light. Happened right in front of me.
Right. I don't know. But as I say, I'm just bringing up the insurance thing about people running around without insurance.
Yeah, we got that's a major problem.
I was pulled over when I arrived here shortly afterwards because my inspection period wasn't current, and I thought that we got notice from the authorities that your inspection was coming up, just like you receive your reminder that you need to re-register and send your registration.
You got pulled over for safety check?
The safety check was not current.
And you got pulled over for that?
Yes,
Really?
Which I don't see why the police shouldn't pull you over for that. And
they don't do it here.
If you that was on the island, on the Big Island.
Oh, the Big Island is terrific.
Plus, as I say, presumably if your registration sticker isn't correct.
And you notice the Big Island, the roads are really nice.
Yeah, then I would have thought they'd pull you over for that too if they were behind you.
Not on Oahu.
Wow. So we get away with everything, correct? Right? whatever. I'm not accusing the police. God forbid that. But if the police are pulling people over for not having current registration on their vehicle, why do we stick it on anyway if they're not doing anything about it?
That's right.
Then if you have that system where you must forward with your registration application...
We do have that.
A current... insurance certificate. The only time they ask you for an insurance certificate is when you have your safety check.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it runs out in 1 week's time, just as long as you have it.
Yeah, that's how the law is written.
So if it was changed so that it had to accompany your application for registration,
that would be the best idea.
And it had to cover the period that
the duration. Yeah.
The police should know if a vehicle had a current registration, that vehicle must have had insurance too.
Yeah, but see, the legislature is who makes these laws.
Yeah, that works in Australia. So basically, you either get illegal vehicles because they're not registered, or if you see that they're registered and the police see them registered, you know they've got insurance because they wouldn't get the registration.
They must have good politicians in Australia.
A system that's been in for a long time.
Yeah, we don't have that luxury here in Hawaii.
It would be such a simple, small change in how the things are issued, and it would save a lot of grief with this no insurance, as everybody had third-party insurance, not particularly comprehensive, but at least third-party liability.
That's a great idea.
Anyway, I leave it with you. Knock on doors with the politicians and suggest it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha. Okay, if you need a tow, I would recommend calling Storm Towing. They're really great. Not very many towing companies donate to the community, and Storms does it. Storm Towing's number is 479-2983. That's 479-2983.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Punishum Motorsports.
You're looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
Greg from Makakilo.
Hi, Greg.
Oh, hey. Hey, George. Yes, this is kind of a unusual one. I have this older car. It's a 97 Buick, and sometimes the car won't start. And so what my mechanic did for me, he has since moved, but what he did, I'm on a real budget, so he installed a wire to my starter. And, you know, every couple months, suddenly, you know, the car just won't start. So I put that wire to my positive terminal, and then after a few tries, the car will start. So I was going to get the car diagnosed now and see what the problem is. So I just wondered what your thoughts on that are, if that's something you folks would be interested in checking out.
Yeah, that sounds like you got a starter problem.
Ah,
the car won't turn over, right?
Well, after a few times, the car will start.
Okay.
And...
But does it crank over?
Yeah, it takes... But, you know, sometimes I'll have to use that wire, though, or it won't. Normally,
yeah,
like I say...
You have a starter problem.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because starters today is real lousy, you know.
All right.
And a lot of people make the biggest mistake by putting in a remanufactured starter. And they don't realize what a remanufactured starter is. A remanufactured starter is a starter that has been rebuilt. They use the old parts in there again, and it ain't going to last as long as a brand new one.
Oh, okay. So the other things that you have between the battery and the starter, doesn't sound like it would be one of those other things?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're catching the starter on this bad spot, and it won't start.
Oh, okay, okay. And don't go with the remanufactured one if possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of battery you got?
I don't remember, but it's not that old. It's
What brand?
It's a name brand, but I kind of forget.
Die Hard? Delco?
Might be Delco, yeah.
Oh, there's your problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, the batteries now. A battery, if it's low amps, will put a lot of strain on your starter and shorten the starter's life. Also shortens the alternator life. A battery that is high amp, like 1,000 to 1,200 amps, saves the starter, saves the alternator, and also gives you about 2 to 3 miles more per gallon on gas.
So if I take a reading with my multimeter and I'm getting... a reading that's kind of low, that could be an indication of that also.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And what would you say would be kind of low, just generally? If I use the meter on that?
400 amps.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Have a good one.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
What was that extra wire that he was talking about?
It jolts the starter and wakes it up a little bit. You know, like when somebody's sleeping.
Kind of like the defibrillator then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, I just came back from shooting some crows.
Oh, good.
Thanks. any crows we know?
I don't look at, you know, I'm not looking for a, what is it called, a name tag or anything.
Wasn't tagging released then, huh?
Yeah.
Just total tick them out.
That's right. But I wanted to to say to you guys in the listening audience from the caller that talked about Australia and their politicians. I lived in Australia for a year, and when you live in Australia and you vote, you are forced to vote, because if you don't vote, you're fined. And that doesn't exist in America, or especially in Hawaii. So what does that mean? That means that everybody votes. So they're forced to pay attention whether they want to or not. And as a result, those people are so used to that system that they do pay attention to what their politicians are saying and doing.
That's a good idea.
That's why they have better politics.
Absolutely.
Well, you look at it this way, right? The special election that we just had, it cost the state $1.3 million. Only 51% of the ballots was sent in. Look at that $700,000 worth of money that went down the tubes.
Yikes.
Lose money.
So, I appreciate that caller talking about it, but, you know, us that have grown up and know local politics, until they force everybody to go and vote and pay attention, ah, way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Whoa, it's that time.
Fast.
Yep. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, making it a great show. And again, sorry for last week's Saturday, and thanks to Bob for taking over for me. Yeah, I've heard he did a good job.
Oh, so Bob was hosting last week then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, thanks, Tracy, for coming in.
Thanks, Mr. Nito.
And we got to get more sponsors for the show.
Yep, I got the graph coming out this weekend, so
okay.
Get it to the printers.
Okay, and folks, again, please take care of each other. It's a small world, and we need to take care of each other and make it a better world. Drive carefully, and I'll see you all next week, Saturday, hopefully.
Better. Aloha. You better.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
Radio, I'm Don Matheson.